Wouldn't it be wonderful to live in a house of surprises? Everyone has an opportunity to live in a house of surprises if they wish. And of course we do. We live in a house of surprises. Every minute, we don't know what's coming next. You don't know what little speck of dust is going to land on the table when you didn't look. You don't know when a hummingbird is going to come to the feeder and when he's going to sit on the bar and when he's going to not. You have no idea. What is a surprise that we recently have taken into our consciousness?
I am transformed. I live my original purity and integrity.
Once again,
I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity.
Once again,
I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity.
That's kind of a nice statement, isn't it? To say, I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. What would happen if we really believed that? What would happen if we really lived by that aspect? Now, we started saying this yesterday, I believe, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And so this morning, as I was walking the path, bright and early and the sun still was not peeking over the horizon, I was saying to myself, I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. I had to throw back my shoulders. I had to lift up my chest and pull in my tummy. I had to lift up my chin. I had to be confident. I had to be a feeling of goodness and awareness of myself as being fantastic. And I didn't feel anything else. I didn't feel anything else. I didn't feel, there was no breeze, of course, but I didn't feel the warmth in the air, although it was 77 degrees. I didn't feel anything. I just felt wonderful. I was walking along, just grandly walking along, and I went up and down the path, and sometimes I used to puff as I'd go up the path quite a little bit there, you know, but I didn't puff this morning. I just felt super. And I walked up that path, and I came to your throne there, Heinz, and I said, that's the Om throne, we should call it, rather than the Heinz throne, that's a little better, the Om throne. And I said, I don't need to sit down, I'm not tired. Sit down. So I sat down. You know, you tell yourself these things. And as I sat down, I surveyed the surrounding hills and the countryside and realized just how glorious it is right now. Not thinking of it when it was less houses out there, you know, less lights in the community and things like that and less development, but right now and delighting in it just the way it is, just the way it is. Every little stone on the path, every little piece of dust, every little twig or tree or what have you that's anywhere around, I loved it just the way it is. And I felt so great. I walked the entire path, and I thought to myself, hey, I'll do it again. But I didn't yet. I had to get ready for breakfast with you guys right now. So, but when you do this, when you put your whole heart into it, when you let your feeling flow with it, it's not a bad statement. I'm transformed. And how am I transformed? I don't care. My divine knows how I'm transformed. That's all the work. I don't tell my divine what to do. I just listen and follow. And so then I express, right now, I express my original purity and integrity. My original purity. What was my original purity? I have the biggest idea. But my divine knows. My archetypal inner self knows, and it's just waiting to express. But no, I put limitations on my archetypal self by saying, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I've got to have water. I've got to have air. I've got to have this, that, and the other thing. I've got to have food. Oh, my goodness, I've got to have food. And, oh, such wonderful food. I cannot eat the same thing every day after day after day after day after day after day after day. What kind of a person would I be if I ate the same food day after day after day after day? I would be a dog. And aren't they wonderful? They eat the same dried food day after day after day. And if I in the morning didn't give them a biscuit and some beef jerky and a wiener, they wouldn't know the difference. They enjoy that, of course, because they've learned to enjoy it. They've learned to enjoy it because my vibrations are saying, here is a treat for you. And they take it as something desirable. You say, well, they'd take a piece of meat anytime. Yeah, sure. It's just something to go after. But they're perfectly happy with their dog food. It's a balanced diet. Scientifically, the whoever's have designed that thing to be a perfectly balanced diet. Many older people and many indigent people who have no food and who have very little money, they go buy a bag of dog food and they take what is considered a large dog's meal capacity and they eat that during the day and they're perfectly healthy and strong and they live longer and longer and longer. Of course, they don't have any money, but they have enough on their welfare or whatever they get to buy the dog food. Now, I'm not kidding you. You may think this is very laughable, but I'm not kidding you. Dog food is a very nicely, it's got a lot of junk in it too, but it's the dogs fare very well. And have you ever noticed a dog can go down by the ditch and drink what we call dirty water and never bother them. He's immune to all these things. Why is he immune to them? Because he's never said that he was not immune to them, you know? He doesn't know. Now, it's true, you can have diseased water and give it to a dog and he will get the disease, but why? Because you know it's diseased water and you gave it to him and you passed that information on. How do you think little children pick up things from us? They pick it up in the womb. When mother and father sit around and pat the little tychus that's developing in there, and they talk to it and they say, you know, you got a great life ahead of you. You're coming into a wonderful world. This world is just waiting for the likes of you. You're a fabulous guy or girl, whatever it may be, and if you haven't had a test made, you don't know which it is, so you say, whatever you are, we're ready for you. Boy or girl, we'll love you. And I'll play baseball with you, and I'll teach you sewing. So, what the heck, you know? So, the little kid comes out ready for the world. Some parents, they say to their kids, you don't want to get born in this world. It's a pretty bad world. It's a pretty miserable world. There's war. We don't have enough money. We don't have this. We don't have that. What is going to happen to those kids? They're going to be tuned into those vibrations, and that's silly. You see, what I'm telling you these stories for is not to make you feel sad or sorry or make you feel, why get into all that negativity, but you're returning to your original purity and integrity whenever you have a healing. So right now, we express our original purity and integrity. Right now, we express our original purity and integrity. That's there right now. It's just waiting for us to call it forth. It's just waiting for us. Heinz is a stupid jerk. He doesn't know that waiting inside of him is the talent to be a great pianist. He doesn't know that. But it's there. It's right there. He said, well, my fingers are too big and I'm not interested in music. Heinz, it's there. The talent to be anything is there. Anything. But unless he calls it forth, he won't know it. So you say, oh, is that why Mama calls forth? So the kids say, practice the piano, play the piano, learn the piano. Some kids take to it, some don't. It's what your priorities are. If a mother can encourage a child to play the piano and say, oh, you play so well. Ding, 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 you know. Wrong note. Oh, you play so well. I'm so proud of you. If the mother can say to the child, wow, I tell you, you're really something special. You have so much talent. You are such a genius. Now, this is a kid that's not too interested in most anything, you know. And so the mother is doing these things. Will that kid play the piano? You bet. Will he like to play the piano for himself? You bet. Will he ever become a super, you know, pianist? No. He could. But he will just become good and very good and for his own pleasure. And you know a lot of people like this. Harry Truman, President of the United States, he played on the piano. He had a few lessons when he was a kid, and ever since then, he just played for his own pleasure. And when he was in the White House, he played on the piano. And he got on television. He got on the radio. And his daughter, oh, his daughter is a nice lady. She looked like a horse, you know, but I don't mean to say that she was a bad person. She was a super girl. But she just did not look the part of being a performer. And, of course, being the president's daughter and having been quite successful with piano and voice, she sang on television and on the radio as the president's daughter, you know, as the president's daughter. And everyone tolerated her as the president's daughter. After he got out of the White House, she no longer had her engagements, but she went on with her career, and I don't know what she did with it, but that was not really her thing. She was really a very business type woman. She had many other talents, but playing the piano and singing were pushing it. Because she did it mechanically. And you know what a mechanical person is? When they play or do their artistic work mechanically, then that's not even doing it for themselves. Because when I sit down at the piano and I play for myself. And I play my own rhythms, my own tunes, my own imagination. And some people say, wow, that sounds so great. You know, will you play this? I don't. My fingers don't know where those keys are. But sometimes they do. But you see, this is part of what is our problem. Our problem is that we believe in what we have been taught all of our life. We've been taught all of our life that we will leave it at this one word. We've been taught all of our life that we're human. And so we act human. Everything that the human word, you know, means. And stupid. So, don't do that, Heinz. Go ahead and play. Call forth those geniuses within us. Call forth the magic within us. Call forth all of this fantastic quality within us that is ready and waiting to bloom forth. And start, as I would recommend, with, I am transformed. Oh, don't worry about how you transform. I am transformed. It's a good word. It's a nice sounding word. It's a nice feeling word. It's, if you look it up the dictionary, you have all sorts of good definitions with it. And then, I express. Look up the word express. Look up the word express. It's got a lot of good meanings to it. My original purity. What does original mean? It means that which you are divinely soul. My original purity and integrity. Integrity is a powerful word. But look up those words. Play with them. Fall in love with them. How many are there? I am transformed. I express my original purity and integrity. 10 words. I almost forgot one. I express. So, 10 words. I believe that's right. So, 10 words. Don't hold me to it. Just count them yourself. But say it. Say it. Live it. Then, our subject for this morning, you will find that you live in a house of surprises. And you will have all sorts of neat experiences of your original purity. You will find that your body will be perfect, which is it already is. You'll find that you don't take me too hard on this one here, you don't need water and air, and you don't need food, and you don't need that kind of stuff. You may participate in the water and the air and the food, you know. That's just a fun thing to do to, you know, be along with the rest of people. Swami Rama's master in India, in the Himalayas, he would eat a grain of rice as the others were eating their meal. Just to be sociable, you know. And try eating a grain of rice sometimes, a cooked grain of rice, and just see how long you can keep it going in your mouth. It's quite something. He was quite a master even in that. But you live in a house of surprises, and you don't know what's going to be revealed to you, but be ready, because it is good and very good. I love you.